Have you considered working from home, or are you currently a work-at-home mom or have a family business idea? Today's episode will deal with making that transition easier and some key points I wish I had known before I began my home business.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today I am going to talk to you about working from home. I want to share with you our sponsor, which is mediaangels.com, where I have lots of great books, classes, audios, and all kinds of things to help you in your homeschool journey. And if you are thinking about writing a book, you may consider writing and publishing a book that I wrote several years ago, as well as Business Tips and Taxes for Writers by Carol Topp, a CPA, if you are considering launching a book career. Well, as I said, today we are going to talk about working from home, and also for those of us that homeschool, dealing with that as well. You obviously are an entrepreneur, or you have some ideas about starting a business. So how are you going to begin? Are you going to research, or are you going to just plunge in? Are you going to trust that your ideas are going to be taken or approved of by an audience if you are thinking about blogging or perhaps launching a book or have another business idea? So for different people, they start different ways, and I thought that I would begin with a test. So for those of you that don't know me, I have a background in education, so I love giving pop quizzes. So we're going to go through this really quickly, and all you have to do is answer true or false to the following questions, and there are 15 of them, okay? So I'm going to go pretty fast, and if you're listening to this, you may want to click pause if you need to think about it or go back and listen to this section. All right, so number one, you are very organized. You have a list for everything, and everything or mostly everything is in its place. Number two, you are a procrastinator. You wait until the very last minute to get the job done. Number three, you are not overly organized, but you're not a train wreck either. You get things done on time. For the most part, you have it together. Number four, you care if you are late to an appointment. In fact, it stresses you if you are late. Number five, you don't care if you're late. After all, people will have to wait for you to arrive anyway. Number six, you are on time. You're not too early or too late. Number seven, you like to do one thing at a time, finish it completely before starting the next task, and get it done. Number eight, you start many things and sometimes finish, but most of the time have many projects started at once. Number nine, you can multitask and for the most part get things done. Number 10, you plan things well in advance and have a backup plan. Number 11, you never plan. You like to wing things and often do things on the spur of the moment. Number 12, you do plan but do like to be spontaneous. You think about having a backup plan but don't necessarily have it all worked out. Number 13, you are an idea person. You're brimming with lots of great ideas you can't wait to implement. Number 14, you have many ideas but like to test them out first to be sure they will work out before you attempt any of them. And number 15, you have ideas that you would like to implement. you keep an idea book, and we'll try them, maybe testing them first and maybe not. Okay, so I have these listed out on the show notes under Work at Home Moms. So if you want to go look at that, you can access that later. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to give you an A, a B, and a C personality. I was thinking about cutesy names to call these things, but instead I decided just on A, B, and C. Okay, so... All right, your personality type A if you answered true to the following. Number 1, number 4, number 7, number 10, and number 14. So, you are the type of person that is going to be a very good candidate for starting a home business. You're going to be starting out slow and steady. You may have one or more books that you write. You probably are going to be considered more of a perfectionist, that you want to see things in its place and get things done. Okay, so that's personality A. Personality B, if you answered true to 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15. So you two are a good candidate for a home business. You may have a couple of bumps along the way as you try to work things out and, you know, get your family in order, your home in order, and you could have, you know, quite a few books, you know, definitely more than one. And also, you know, if you are thinking about blogging, you probably will have more than one blog. And so, you know, you're going to not be the slow and steady, you're going to be a little bit at a faster pace, and, you know, you will you know, enjoy working from home, and you know, for the most part, things will be, you know, pretty on a pretty easy even keel. All right, personality C. If you answered true to 2, 5, 8, 11, and 13, you are going to have the most difficult time. You are going to have more of the little bumps in the road. Is it impossible for personality C to have a home business? Absolutely not. But you are going to find, you know, more frustration, more starts and stops. You possibly will have more than, you know, two or three books, possibly in the works, maybe finished, maybe not. And you also will have, you know, quite a few projects started, and you'll want to implement a lot of your ideas at once. So at the end of this broadcast, I'm going to share with you what my personality is and what it has become and what I have learned as I've been going through my learning experience from having a home business. So I began writing in 1992-94-ish, and then I actually published my first book in 1994. So did I begin with a corporation? Did I have a registered trademark like I do now? No. You know, those came years later. In fact, Media Angels was not a registered trademark until 2004. In fact, we had started the process in 2000 and it fell apart for various reasons. So, you know, I have been in business quite a while and I have been very successful at a home business. However, there are some things that happened to me that were, you know, I can only say by the grace of God, a lot of good things happened very quickly in my career. You know, I go back now and I think, you know, what was I thinking? You know, I just started writing and publishing and I had a very big break in the homeschool market because I was asked to speak and I had a platform. So I started out with an audience, and when I had a product, I was able to share from a podium about this product, and therefore I had sales. I had two children that were in the later to beginning of middle school. You know, I started some things and really didn't push through until my kids were, let's see, about 12 and 12, 13, 14, around there. And so that was when I really started working hard at my company and getting some things in place. And then I learned I was having another baby. So in launching Media Angels I would say, one of the highest points at the beginning of my publishing career was in the midst of having a baby after not having one for many years. So it was a lot of juggling. I know a lot of people don't like to use the word juggling because that means you drop balls. But for me, it's a perfect analogy because I did drop a lot of balls. I did have help in place. I had, you know, built-in babysitters. My mom and dad lived nearby. My in-laws lived nearby. I had a supportive husband. So a lot of things were in place to help me launch my career. And I always say, you know, little kids, little problems, big kids grow up and leave, especially when they get really helpful. So there were different times as my children were growing up that there were lulls in my career. So that's one of the things I want to share with you, that in a home business or a family business, as you're having growth, a lot of times, especially if you are a work-at-home mom, and your husband is not part of your business. My husband always was a part of my business, more in the discussion realm. Not that he wrote a book or read any of my books. Actually, they were read to him when we were writing our novels. We would always read chapters out loud, and he would have a lot of input. And he always had a lot of input in my business. However, most of this was done by me and any help that I had. So as a mom working at home, I had fluctuations in my business depending on where my children were, how much they needed me, and what I needed to do to run my home. So you're going to have those ups and downs in your business, and I did not plan for those. And so I have to say that, you know, my business probably lagged behind where it could have been if I had been, you know, a dad or a husband or head of the household doing this job, and I was able to work without taking a break. So that's something that you want to look at. For me, my kids were a priority and my family was a priority, so it wasn't that detrimental to me. You know, I always looked at my business with eyes inward, and that's, I would say, a very good piece of advice that I could give you. It's nice to know what your competition is, but you cannot look at that person and say, you know, I wish I could be them. I had people that I considered my friends that did phenomenally well, because one of the things they did was, you know, take the map of the USA out and load up their family and just hit the road. And they were conference speakers, and their books and, you know, their reach just soared. However, that was not the lifestyle that our family wanted. So that's one of the things that you should weigh as you're looking at your business, whether you have one in place or you're thinking about one, and that is to discern. You know, what is it that you're going to do? What is your business plan going to look like as far as your reach? You know, when I started this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, I knew that I did not want to do all the broadcasts. I knew that I wanted to have some great people that were show hosts. So the people on this network are people that I personally knew something of, and invited them to be part of this network. Some of them are new friends, some of them I've known for quite a while, and I really discerned who I wanted to participate in this network, because of course it's going to be a reflection on me. So that's something you'll have to do when you're looking at a project. You're going to discern, you're going to look at the big picture, and then you're going to say, okay, what are some key things that I can put in place? The reason I'm using the word discern here is because a lot of times everything looks good. All of these opportunities will come about, especially as you start networking and putting out feelers in the virtual world. There are lots of Facebook groups that you can join, and a lot of people will ask things. For example, I'm part of a blogging Facebook group, and not everyone in this group homeschools. However, there are always offers. There are offers to put your blog post perhaps in a list so that people can follow you, or to write for other blogs, or to sponsor an event. And so you have to look at these things and say, what is going to be of benefit to me? Sometimes I will participate in things just as a goodwill gesture, not necessarily to gain anything out of it. So you have to look at these things and see what is going to work for you. Another thing is to ask yourself questions, and you can do this at any time. And as I'm sharing these things with you, you know, and I call it weighing your options. But as I share these things, I do these from time to time, like every 3 to 6 months, I'll do this. And if I'm having a bump in the road and things are just not working out, I will go through this process again, and I will revisit some of these ideas or things that I have in place, and I will tweak and change them. So one of the things that I do is I ask myself some questions. You know, what is your family lifestyle? Now, my family lifestyle has changed with children growing up, kids in college. We are a family now that plays sports. My two oldest children played some sports, mostly homeschool intramurals. My next three children played not only for a high school, even while they were homeschooled, but also on travel teams. And my daughter got to go to the Little League World Series for softball. So that has really changed our lifestyle. And one of the reasons that the network here works so well for me, because I can either schedule ahead of time with some of my podcasts, or I can, you know, have some things in place that will, you know, take care of our busy lifestyle. How rigid is your schedule is another thing to look at. You know, for us, my schedule this year is a lot less rigid than it was last year for one reason. And that is, you know, when you look at your family lifestyle, my daughter now drives. So she can take her brother to practice, whereas before, in between having drivers, I had to drive the kids to practice and sit there for a couple hours and then drive them home. So I had to have some things in place, like dinner when we got home, because everyone was going to be starved between 6 and 6:30 when we got home that evening. Also to bring work with me that I could sit out at the field. It actually was a luxury to be out there. They had a beautiful pavilion with a little man-made lake back there. So in the winter months, I could sit out there. We live in Southwest Florida, by the way, if you're thinking, why is she sitting outside in the winter months? In the summer, it was hot, but you know, softball season ends in May. So then we're on, and baseball as well. So then we're on to the next thing. So I could get some work done. And a lot of times I did not bring a Wi-Fi connection so that I could just work on some writing that I had, or I consult with authors as well. So if I had a content edit, something I had to look at and not be interrupted other than my cell phone there, that worked out really well for me. You know, are you a paycheck type of person? If you are, being an entrepreneur and a work at home person is going to be a little bit harder for you, because the pay is sporadic. Every once in a while, I'm surprised when I go to my email and I see that we've sold some virtual classes on my MediaAngels.com website, or you know, something is coming through. So it's, you know, yes, I advertise. Yes, I put things out there, but it's always, you know, you never know when someone is going to purchase something. All right. So, and are you a 9-to-5 type person? One bit of wisdom I heard recently was from a friend that has a blog, and she said that her blog, she became a professional blogger when she set up a schedule. So she scheduled her work time. Being homeschool parents, 9 to 5 is out of the question. So are you going to get up earlier and get some work done? Are you going to work after the kids are in bed? Make a decision on your work schedule there. The next point, which I was going to tie in with your work schedule, is, talk to your spouse about this. Important for those of us that are married to get on the same page. A lot of times I get busy with projects and wonder why my husband is annoyed with me, and it's because I haven't let him know what's happening. So he and I have regular dates where we can discuss what is happening, and then he also lets me know what's going on with his work. One of the things I've done recently is some in-person networking for him with his business locally. So we are a lot more in tune now because I report back to him a lot of what's happening on a weekly basis. And that really has helped our relationship a lot because, he knows what's going on with me and I know what's going on with him. And we're getting a lot more scheduled there. And then the other thing underway your options is if you don't know what to do, get help. You can find someone who will mentor you. You can hire a consultant. I'm going to put in what's called a shameless plug here for myself. I've been an author consultant, I want to say, for about 15 years now. And for about 10 years, I did this with an idea of helping people. And so at some point, my husband and I decided it needed to be set up with like I talk about not having a paycheck type of thing. So I was mentoring and helping a lot of people, and it was taking a lot of time away from my family. So now the only way I do this is through being hired to consult. I'm not a coach. I do not coach people through a book or a business idea. I am an idea person, so I don't write business plans. If you're interested in something like that, you can contact Carol Topp. She is has a Dollars and Cents show on this network, and you can find her under caroltoppcpa.com, and it's Topp with two P's. But if you are interested in getting your book, I always say off your computer and into the hands of an eager reader, that's where I come in. I would do a feasibility study. I can go through and tell you some things that would make your book better and help you through the rewrite process. And then I can help you with a graphic artist, getting the book laid out. And of course, we're talking about, mostly self-publishing, although I have worked with people who were seeking a traditional publisher. I am not an agent, so I do not find them a book publisher, but I help them through that process of deciding if they want to self-publish or find a traditional publisher. So you can email me at Felice@mediaangels.com with your, give me some information about what you're looking for, and I can tell you if it is a good fit. Now, I have to tell you, too, that I do not work with everyone who contacts me, because you have to be a good fit to be able to work with someone, and I can get an idea, most of the time after talking to someone, whether or not it's going to work out. And either way, I have a lot of information that I can share through that first consultation. I've never had anyone who has said that the price of the first consultation, they did not get more value for their dollar, so that's always a good thing. However, I know that I can also see how serious a person is by their willingness to pay. Because a lot of times we want to get things for free, and the internet is awesome. You can get a ton of free advice. In fact, I have a talk on Blog Talk Radio that I did a radio podcast there on writing and publishing, and I did that for about 2 years. So all of those audios are free, and I also have a writing and publishing blog. It's called informationinanutshell.com. So there's a ton of free information out there that I've provided, And if you want to look at those two resources, you can. And obviously, you can do it yourself. So let's talk about a consultant. Now, when I began writing and publishing, I really desperately wanted someone to help me, and I would have happily paid for that help. However, everyone was so busy, and no one had the time really to sit and help me. So I learned a lot of things, but I also made a ton of mistakes, in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And that's why now at the stage that I'm in, I am very happy to hire consultants. So recently with the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, I've hired consultants on everything from working on broadcasting to statistics and more than that. So a consultant is very important in every business, and it saves you thousands of dollars in the end. And I know that, again, from experience. So like I said, I even work with consultants that help me in my business. And even when I might have a lot of questions that I can find out online, but then some of the things that I do, which tends to happen, you can't find the answer out there. So a professional really helps. Okay, so now you've weighed your options. Let's look at your family life. And, you know, this is one thing that is very important. Now, lifestyle and family life kind of go hand in hand. The biggest equation in my family life is going to be homeschooling. You know, I call it the homeschool equation. Where does homeschooling fit in, and what times am I going to work with my children? Now, I have high schoolers now. So as I shared with you, they have a sports schedule, and we have a schedule where I work with them. And I teach them specific subjects, and that is scheduled in. Very, very important. If we miss a time because someone is sick, or I have a deadline that did not get met, and there is something that needs to be done, then we can make up for it another time. And there's always going to be one more thing and one more reason why you can't work with your kids if you are homeschooling. Do not feel guilty about that, because kids are resilient and they're adaptable. My children have learned more principles of business than I could ever have taught them out of a textbook. And I have to say that I have children that are very, very capable and very mature. At first, I would, be very upset if I was not able to work with the kids or something came up. For example, my husband needed me to do something or to go run and pick up a check. So when they were younger, I would put everyone in the car and we would listen to an audio on something educational, to the point of, okay, kids, we're going to look out the window and we're going to do grammar today. And I want you to look out the window and name an adjective. Okay, Michael, let's start with you, then Anne, then Nick. I would just go through. And so we would get grammar in, and have you ever done the, can you count all the red trucks that you see and see how far you get, or, find something that starts with the letter A. I mean, when they're little, there's all kinds of things that you can do. I've always said I wanted to write a book on, 100 ways to teach your kids without books. But anyway, because I would come up with these ideas because it was a matter of preservation. I was feeling guilty, and from years and years and years of experience now, that I found that my kids became very independent, very willing to work with me on my schedule, as well as doing extremely well. I've been very, very pleased with the outcome of our homeschooling. And so, now is another time to think about exactly how you're going to either step up what you're doing with your home business, or you are going to, take that step, that leap of faith and, work on whatever it is that you want to do. Many of us have multiple streams of income. It's not just one thing. In the the crash of 2009, I always say that, you know, we put too many of our eggs in my husband's business in one basket, and he's a general contractor. He has framing crews, and then he decided to start a home inspection business in 2005. You know, and here we are, you know, 10 years later now. And so we found that everything that we did was surrounding the market of homes and new homes and new construction and so forth. And so when that hard time hit, it was not a very good time for us financially in business because of having everything tied into, that one thing. I had my publishing business, and at that point, my husband asked me to step that up. And so with his blessing, I did. I bought the Ultimate Homeschool Expo, which came on the market that a friend of mine, Cindy Rushton, began many years before that. And I began hosting these expo events online, and then that has pretty much morphed into this radio network. And so, you know, things change as your lifestyle changes, and you know, your work schedule is going to, you know, revolve around what your needs are. And for us, my husband was home more often, so he was able to, you know, do some things with the children. He also has a teaching degree, although it was PE, and I always tease him and say that doesn't count. However, he's an excellent, excellent teacher. And so they were really happy when Dad got too busy to work with them. Because Dad required things like really neat writing on their math papers, whereas Mom is happy if their equations are done correctly. I'm not so worried about how neat it is. So they were, again, really happy when I could spend more time and Dad was too busy. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I am going to give you a few more things to look about with your home business, as well as give you the answer of whether I am personality A, B, and C. And if you have a guess, go ahead and jot that down now. I've shared a few things that probably have given you a few clues there. And when we come back, I'll share that as well.
When people ask me what I do, I say I'm a published author. So many have shared that they've always wanted to write a book. Are you one of those people? Do you have a fiction or nonfiction you want to write but didn't know where to begin? How do you find a publisher or an agent? Or what about self-publishing? What are your choices? And what should you know before you get started? It is for you that I wrote the book, Writing and Publishing, the first book in the Information in a Nutshell series. This small book takes the average person about 4 hours to read, and in this time, you will gain an understanding of the publishing process with the knowledge that I'm the one guiding you through the process. Who am I? Felice Gerwitz, owner of Media Angels Publishing. I've been in the writing and publishing business since 1994, and I haven't looked back. And when you begin making money as an author, don't forget the book I published by Carol Topp, CPA, Business Tips and Taxes for Writers. Get both books at MediaAngels.com and begin your writing career today.
Well, hi and welcome back. We have been talking about having a home business and work-at-home moms. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. If you are joining us, I hope that you will go to iTunes and give me a rating. I haven't even really looked over there, but there aren't too many ratings on iTunes right now for this show, and I would so appreciate your help. And why do we ask for iTunes ratings? In fact, all of our network participants here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network would love iTunes ratings. And that is because it gets us up in the rankings on iTunes and other people will find our show. So any help you can give us, we are happy for it. Also visiting me on VintageHomeschoolMoms.com, where you will find the show at Work at Home Moms. And if you find the show, you will also find our show notes and a copy of the test that I gave you a little bit earlier, as well as one that you can print out. Okay, so let's look at home businesses and homeschooling. So Organization is important, and I would really say it is key, especially as your kids get older. I have great kids, and so they have been very adaptable in our homeschool and business journey. When I did more conference speaking, my kids went with us. They enjoyed coming, and when I was actually in the midst of the convention, a lot of times my husband would take the kids and go do other things. At some point when they got older, they were able to work at my booth, which was, you know, delightful for me and of really big help. In fact, my second oldest child, Christina, and I co-authored the Truth Seekers Mystery Series. And that was a blessing because she's the ultimate salesperson and I'm not. And so she could really sell well. And whenever she came, we did extremely well. So a lot of times she would say to me, you know, tell me why I brought you here, because I was the one who was, you know, chatting with the customers and she was, you know, selling books. So she did a much better job than I did. Okay, so, you know, understand your strengths and weaknesses. If your kids can help you in your business, great. Understanding husband is very, very important. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of what I did and how great my business ended up being was nothing on my own accord. You know, I love Romans 8:28, and, you know, I also love, you know, Joshua 24:15, all things work together for those who love God. But my verse for my business is really, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, and that's, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, as I began my writing career, I had some amazing blessings. One was getting a catalog of a then great catalog company in the homeschool world that is no longer in existence. But it was shocking to me when I got the catalog and there was one of my books on the front cover. I couldn't have done that in a million years. And so not only that, but my sister-in-law, who was homeschooling, called me all excited, and she had gotten her copy a couple of days later and had also seen that. So she was, you know, delighted for me. Things like that. When we wrote the novels in the Christian book distributors, they have a wonderful resource. One of their catalogs is fiction titles. And our Truth Seekers Mystery Series was supposed to be in that, you know, brochure. And, you know, it's actually a small catalog. And Christina and I quickly looked through it and we didn't see it. And we just said, okay, well, that's okay. Praise God anyway, because they're carrying our books. And so I was looking through in, you know, more leisurely and not, you know, thumbing through it really quickly just to look for our novels. And I was on the very last page, and that's the cover page. Okay, so that, you know, how they have the inside of the cover, the back cover page, and the back cover. And I was looking and saying, oh my gosh, you know, here are some Frank Peretti books. And okay, so we have one through three. You know, maybe I can order number four for the kids because they liked reading those books. And then I glanced down underneath and I gasped. And I said to Christina, come over here. You're not going to believe this. Well, there were our books. Our Truth Seekers Mystery Series were underneath Frank Peretti's on the back cover, inside back cover. Again, we could not have paid for that kind of advertising. And again, I felt like that was a gift from God. So, you know, a lot of times we put all these things in place. We are a plan. We get all our eggs and, you know, in the basket and get everything all organized and nothing turns out. And other times when we haven't even done anything on our own strength, we get these surprises and these blessings that happen. So, you know, a lot of times we look at people and we say, oh, they're successful and I'm just going to copy their success. And yes, it's good to have a plan and it's good to not necessarily copy. You know, everybody needs to do their own thing and maybe, you know, take some good things you like from someone else. However, You know, be yourself, put that little plug in. But, you know, I'm just trying to tell you by these little anecdotes that not everything that you plan is going to work out the way you want, and you will have some amazing surprises, not all of them good, but hopefully you'll have a lot of anecdotes you can share with other people when you talk about your business and working from home. So on a business note, one of the things I would say is another thing that I look at from time to time, and I call it my regrouping. Again, it doesn't necessarily fall on the, you know, every 3 months like I want it to, but it normally happens when things are not working as great as I would like them to be. So I look at things like analyzing past performance, deciding on a course of action. If some things are not selling as well, or, you know, they have been really good sellers, I'll decide I'm going to do something different. So, like, for example, I have some extra inventory of novel number one, okay, the missing link found. So I decided that I would do a flash sale. So now, why would I do a flash sale over a long-term sale? And if you said because people know that if they don't act on it, it's going to be gone, that's the reason. So this year, I have implemented some flash sales to get rid of some surplus inventory. Some people call it a fire sale, and then they'll continue with that sale until it runs out. I don't want to run out of books. I just want to move some inventory. So that's why I will have flash sales from time to time, and those will change. And they also will either be digital products or they will be printed books. So it, you know, it's something that you can decide, you know, what is your course of action? Are you going to have some printable that is free for, you know, 3 days, and then after that you're going to sell it for 99 cents or $1.99 or $2.99 or whatever, and you just let people know that. If you're going to implement change and restructure, be sure that if you need to, you can, you know, flip the back button. There are some things that I changed that I decided, you know what, the way it was better, so I want to go back to that way. I'll give you another example of that. I have worked in different capacities with interviewing. And so if you go to my blog talk radio show there, that I haven't had any new shows for some time, I always interviewed other people. And I found that when I did a teaching, I had much higher ratings. So that's one of the things that I have done right now. It's a lot more work for me than it is to interview someone. However, you know, it depends on what you're looking for. So, and I enjoy teaching, so that's, you know, something I enjoy. So, you know, look at those things and decide. If I get very busy, I may go back to interviewing people. You know, it does take some time to set up the interviews, but it really is more of an autopilot type of thing than it is to teach your own topic. So, again, look at what you're doing. If you have a blog, that would mean having guest bloggers and or having someone who blogs for you on a regular basis. You might find that you're not getting as much interaction on your blog, so you may want to go back to doing more of it yourself. So it's that type of thing. You know, and I always call it the forge on or back up, you know, go keep going if it's working well, or you may need to back up a few steps. Sometimes I've had to gather the troops and say to the kids, okay, you know, the house is falling apart. We're not doing our chores and some of the things that we've set up. And we had one of those weekends this past weekend because everyone's been busy with the new start of the sports, you know, segment of our lives. And everybody has practice and games. And so a lot of the chores were not getting done, including mine. So I gathered the troops and I said, we are going to work in teams and help each other with their chores and get them done quicker. And it's amazing how well that works for our family. And then also you can plan for some growth. I have some things in place right now. One of the things that I had planned, I have already put off now for 6 months, and I may even push it back for another 3 months. It really depends. So you have to see how much is on your plate, how much you're willing to do, and is it time to grow and expand, or is it time to pull back a little bit? And then I always say, have a backup plan. And the reason for that is I never had a backup plan when I first started, and that didn't work. Another book that I want to write is, it's twofold. And one of them, the front of the cover would say, jump before you think. And the back cover says, think before you jump. But I always laugh and say, I can't write that second half of the book. Well, at this point in my life, I am getting to the point where at some stage, maybe sooner than later, I will be able to write that point. That book, because as you've probably guessed, I am the type C. I'm an overachiever, but I also, was not an overly organized person, which is amazing being a teacher, because you do have to have a lesson plans and things like that. And I always hated lesson plans. I hate paperwork. And I'm not a procrastinator at all. So that would probably be the one thing that I would say was not true. You're not going to have everything perfectly, answered the way I had it out on the test. Those would be the purest forms. But, I don't like to wait for the last minute. In fact, I used to always be the first one who would get things done. I married a procrastinator and a perfectionist. But I am not a perfectionist. However, I do like things done a certain way at certain times. So again, it depends on if it's a book cover or it is something that is going to look really professional, then I am going to be pickier than if it is, something that like a book display. If we're at a conference and the kids want to put, these three books together, that's okay with me. I don't have to have the perfect tablecloth or have everything, perfectly color coordinated, which I see a lot of people do, and it looks wonderful. That takes a lot more brain cells than I had, especially when I first started doing this. So, for some of the things in this test result, you're not going to be a purist, and maybe you're more of one than another. So just look at the one that you rated the most for. And it, like I said, if whether you're A, B, or C, yes, you can have your home business and you can still do well with it. But because of some of the things that, like not being overly organized, not being very timely when I would get places, only because, I'd have 20 excuses as to why, which none of them are good. I have children that are always on time. So that is one of the fallouts of, in a good way, of me being late. I have no children who are late. Everybody's early. I like to multitask and normally get most of the things done. And I was never a very big planner because I like to be spontaneous, but I found out that I needed to have a plan and a little bit of a backup plan at least. Basically, my C personality turned into more of a B at this point, and I'm hoping at some point to have it all together, but I don't know if that will ever come. I did get very organized when it came to meals and things like that, because your family has to eat, and that was one thing that was stressing me out, that I needed to have meals that were ready to go, and for the next 2 weeks we have things planned, because some days we're going to be at the field, other days I'm bringing meals for all of the baseball boys, and so those boys eat a lot, so I already have my cookie dough made, because yes, I'm making homemade cookies because I can't stand the ingredients in store-bought cookies. And there are some things that I'm going to have to do that are extra things this week. So I needed to have some things in the works and planned out, so that the days that we are home, we have meals ready to go. And the days that we are on the road, we can pack sandwiches or plan for that. And so, whatever personality that you are, look at that, embrace it. And if you need areas of improvement, like I did, definitely there's only, I always say, if you're at the bottom, there's only one place to go, and that is up. And so, and even if you are at the top and you are super organized, I had one friend who always had it together. I mean, color-coded everything. The kids' clothing for the week was all planned out. In fact, my daughter, Christina, is a lot like that. My second oldest child that I wrote the novels with. And, you know, she helps me at times when I'm floundering and I need help with organization. I will call her. So if you have an area that you are weak in, then you need, you know, to get help, whether it is a mentor or you have hired a consultant. Either way, it really helps. So I hope that this has helped you out and that you have some ideas now of how you can work at home and ways that you can analyze what you're doing and make a plan and move forward from there. So once again, it's been a pleasure to be with you today. And if you'd like to contact me or have any questions or even any suggestions, topics for Vintage Homeschool Moms, you can write me at felice@mediaangels.com. I encourage you to sign up for our e-zine where you get bonuses weekly. Every time you get an email from us, there is a gift. So we all enjoy having all of you as our listeners, and I especially here at Vintage Homeschool Moms. Thanks so much, and talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.